first question is to ask you a little bit of background information about this. I know that the tax credits have been up in the air for a while. Can you just give us a quick summary of that?
Yeah, this is it's huge. It's basically with the IRS had had enhanced incentives for conservation contributions in place since 96, but those expired at the end of 2013. And
okay.
The past 2 years, they've been retroactively to the beginning of the year put back in place, but now this legislation makes it permanent. So it allows people to work on projects that often take a lot of time with certitude as to what the tax treatment would be. And more importantly, it just shows that our legislators in Washington, on a bipartisan basis, understand how important our lands are in conservation. So it's very encouraging from that standpoint.
So from a practical standpoint, for your organization and other lands conservancies, what does it mean?
It is huge. The standard treatment for a conservation gift of either a conservation easement or of giving us land would be that you could deduct 30% of your adjusted gross income for up to 5 years. This takes that to the ability, the enhanced treatment allows you to take 50% for up to 15 years. So what it means, it opens up dramatically the universe of donors that have enough income to really be able to justify making a conservation gift that they would like to make. So for example, if someone is donating an easement to our organization that has a theoretical value of $300,000, you would have to make $200,000 a year to be able to take full advantage of that from a tax standpoint, because you would be able to take $60,000 a year for 5 years to get up to $200,000 of income. With this change, you now could do that with as little as $40,000 of income. So it really makes a huge difference. There's so many folks in our area that have family land that may be owned by a group of relatives, and they have land that has great value, and they see great value in preserving it, but they don't have income. And this allows them to still take advantage of the conservation treatment.
And why is this critical in the Charlotte area at this time?
Well, because we live in a great part of the country that is experiencing explosive growth, and the urban core of Charlotte is now going out, and it is expanding into our surrounding counties, into Gaston, into Cabarrus, into York, into Union counties. And there are families there that have had land for generations that, you know, they would prefer to leave in its natural state, but sometimes they can't afford to if a developer's offering them a significant amount of money to turn that into a highly dense neighborhood. It's hard to get everyone to agree to preserve it, and this incentive can really make a difference in getting everyone on the same page and helping families make a decision to preserve land that has been in their family and in their natural state, obviously, forever.
That's great. One other question about this. I'm just reading the announcement that you guys sent out again, and so this will be retroactive to January 1st of this year.
Right.
As had been done in previous years, but what's different this year is that it's actually extended it.
Right.
Right.
So these projects take a long time to put together, and as I said, often you're dealing with a number of family members, and getting them all lined up on the same page can be complicated. So now we know at the beginning of the year that anything we do during 2016 will be treated with these enhanced incentives. And so it obviously that helps. People don't have to wait to the end of the year to see how their conservation project is going to be treated. And for us here, it's particularly important. Our organization is entering into our 25th year of working in this area, and the next 10 to 15 years are going to be crucial with just the amount of growth that we're experiencing. That's going to forever define the mix of developed versus natural space. So the fact that we have this in place on a permanent basis is going to make a huge difference for this work.
Mm-hmm. And this is permanent now? There's no what we need to be updated or reenacted
right.
in the future?
Yeah, it's as permanent as, I guess, any law. It's not in the Constitution, which I wish
right.
it was, but it's right, correct. It's permanent.
Okay.
OKEL.
All right. Thanks so much.